Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
He loves beer and chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden, he knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. Tobacco, football, and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
You better believe it. The man, the myth, the legend, Jay Binkley joins us now. And Binkley,
this is a perfect song. It never gets old. It's awesome. It's great. It's wonderful.
I got to tell
my
you,
favorite.
I got to tell you, Bink, Ricky Scoops, man. He did it again, didn't he?
And he deleted his account, apparently, huh?
Yeah, he keeps doing it. They have stories out on him now. If you type in Ricky Scoops or whatever, USA Today and others have a story about him, because is the NFL starting to get on to who he is? Because he just deletes his account all the time. It's what he does. He comes in and literally leaves nuggets, and then he bounces out. It's kind of funny what's going on. It's kind of funny that Adam Schefter continues to get scooped by this dude without any name. It's just like the Quinnen Williams deal when he was traded to the Cowboys. He hit it 20 minutes before Schefter. It's just hilarious how many things this guy gets right. And when he put Kenneth Walker out there that last Friday, I was like, oh, man, because you know, it's kind of a pipe dream. Are they going to get Kenneth Walker or not? And so it made you think about it, though, when he put it out there, and then all of a sudden Monday, Kenneth Walker is a Chief. It's crazy.
Yeah, and now on Wednesday, this guy's account has been deleted in the league, I guess, according to, I think it was Barstool, they said they're looking for this guy. They're trying to figure out exactly who he is.
He deleted it last week, too, Bob. I mean, he deleted it over the weekend.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like he put it out there, the Kenneth Walker deal, and then he deletes it over the weekend. But he was right about it, so it's kind of like, you think, okay, he deletes stuff when he's going to be wrong or whatever, but he deleted it before the legal tampering even began. It's just weird, man. He put stuff out there, but he's always right, though. That's the thing. And not only, he does big misses, but everybody does. But, you know, like, he had Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. He had Micah Parsons being traded to Green Bay. I mean, he just throws stuff out there that's right. It's hilarious.
Well, all right, what did he have on the Max Crosby trade situation yesterday? Was he ahead of the game on this one, or did he miss the boat on this one and had to be scooped by the Raiders like everybody else was?
Yeah, I don't really know about the Max Crosby deal and what he had on there. But, yeah, I mean, he just kind of missed it like everybody else did. That seemed weird, man. That seemed to be the piece that the Ravens needed to fix that defense, because the defense has just been bad, so bad the last couple of years. And, you know, I was hoping the Raiders would, you know, trade him to the NFC so he wasn't in the AFC anymore. But it is what it is. You take the deals that you can get. And if you have a great deal out there, you do it. But it's kind of funny what's going on with the Raiders. They spent more money in free agency, and all of a sudden they have Max back on the books. So just shows you what can happen during legal tampering.
Binkley, when you look at the Max Crosby deal with the Raven, have you ever seen anything like this?
Not really. Not like this. Just because of everything that it meant with, you know, the Raiders kind of moving on and spending that money in other places, which they clearly have, as they've spent more money than anybody in free agency. But, you know, the Cowboys, the Bills, these other teams, Trey Hendrickson kind of put on hold until they can figure out what's going on with Max Crosby. Now, is there going to be a team that gets Max for a better deal? I think so. I think the two number ones, you know, could be gone because they realize the Raiders' power play position is now gone, and they know they need to get him off the books or clear some space. And, you know, of course, everybody that they've signed is not a done deal until, what, 3 o'clock today. So it's going to be interesting what happened, but I can't remember something like this happening, Destiny.
Yeah, nothing like this from a trade standpoint. We've seen free agents fail physicals. This is the third time the Ravens have failed somebody on that physical. But let's look at the Chiefs now. After what they did with Kenneth Walker and you know, defensive back, defensive lineman, what is pick number 9 screaming right now for the Chiefs?
You know, I think it completely opened up, and it really did. So if they sit there and they say, you know, right tackle is really the direction they got to go, because the right tackles are actually the premium tackles in the draft. It's not the left side, it's on the right side. So if they went tackle, would I be 100% surprised or shocked? No. If Caleb Downs is still, it puts so many things on the table for the Chiefs, especially since they have 29. I do think this second wave of receivers, second wave of edge rushers, I think the Chiefs can get some quality if they keep all those picks. I mean, they can move down and do a lot of moving. And one thing is, keep an eye on Jeremiah Love. Because obviously, I mean, he's probably, you would think, going to go early on before the Chiefs would have picked. But with the Saints picking up ETN and the Chiefs picking up Kenneth Walker, it kind of puts them in a prime position. If Jeremiah Love, you know, is still sitting out there and a team sees that, where the Saints are and where the Chiefs are, and they think, all right, we need to move up to where the Chiefs are to get Jeremiah Love, it all of a sudden opens up possibilities for another team jumping up and getting Jeremiah Love by trading the Chiefs if he makes it that far to their pick. But, I mean, that could become valuable now for the Kansas City Chiefs. So even though they're not selecting Jeremiah Love, the fact that he could still be out there, teams would covet that and move up and grab the pick from the Chiefs.
So it seems the dominoes are starting to fall all throughout the free agency world and running backs, as they're all starting to find homes or new homes with contracts and free agency. Where's the sweet spot for the Chiefs to maybe find a running back in the draft?
I think the third round. I think they still need to draft a running back. To fill that running back room out and have that draft pick, you know, have a Kenneth Walker, have Breshard still in that running back room, they can do a lot of things with it. And just the pressure it takes off Mahomes, but a Kenneth Walker just adds more to his game. It gives that flexibility that guys can't necessarily creep up on the line like they had been with this running game. And then it keeps the defense honest, too, for Patrick Mahomes throwing the football down the field. So I think they work well in unison, because if you're going to open things up for the running game and say we're going to still, you know, be concentrating on Pat throwing downfield, well, then Kenneth Walker is going to go out and have a field day. Now, if Kenneth Walker's having a huge game and they start creeping up the safeties to the line, then all of a sudden that opens up things for Patrick Mahomes down the field. They still need a wide receiver. I mean, that is evident. I still think they should draft two of them in this draft, but running back should be one of them, and not at the end of the draft, too, with those 3 fifth-round picks. They need to get a running back at least by the third round.
Okay, so you're still very hot and heavy on Love if he's there at number 9. And I
no, love, no, 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 okay. No.
Okay.
Not Jeremiah Love. That'd be running back 1 with Kenneth Walker being running back 1. Talking about more of a kind of a third round running back for this team.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's fair. I don't mind, you know, going that route, and because you still need depth at that position. Like you keep mentioning, the wide receiver still needs depth. That's why this pick at number 9 and what they did in free agency, Jay, it gives you the opportunity to truly take the best available player. It's like you don't have to go out there and say, we got to have this at this point in time. You'd like to get somebody that can play wide receiver. Sure. You'd like to get, in my opinion, Caleb Downs to play that safety position. But I think Brett Veach right now is in a really good spot because, hell, he could trade down if he wanted to at number 9.
No, he absolutely could. I'm kind of curious what they want to do at receivers. And that's why last week I was telling you about that Orlando Brown deal. Mm-hmm. Did they want a proven receiver? They want a proven guy to play it and still, you know, still draft at least 2 wide receivers, bulk up that wide receiver room, but somebody they can trust, because we know Andy Reid's history with trusting rookie wide receivers. So if you do draft a receiver at 9, are they actually going to play him, you know, like a receiver that they drafted at 9? Or is it going to be, you know, someone, you know, coming? We saw how they worked Jalen Royals last year, and it was the whole year. So do they still need draft wide receivers? Yes, but it puts a possibility of kind of slow playing or making a trade to get that wide receiver. I'm excited about the Tonga that they brought on the defensive line too in free agency. I think that's kind of a hidden gem for the Chiefs because it opens up things for Omar Norman Lott. I think a lot of people have forgot about him and being the second round pick that the Chiefs drafted last year that got hurt early because they tried to put weight on him. I mean, they put about 30 pounds on him. They got him bulked up to around 315, and that's not his game. Like, he plays smaller, and he led college football in pressure rate. I mean, this guy was unbelievable getting to the quarterback from the interior part of the defense by being a lighter player. I mean, he's an elusive player. And so by bringing in Tonga, a true nose tackle that can play that and not kind of force Omar Norman Lott into that position, let him play more of the three technique, I think this move not only helps him bringing in a guy like Tonga to play nose, but I think it helps Omar Norman Lott in the future as well. So I really, really like them getting Tonga in free agency.
That is Jay Binkley, half of the host of Character Concerns. That'll come out, what, today, Binkley? Is that when the new episode comes out?
Yeah, well, we'll put one out today, but it won't be a true mock until next week. Let the free agency kind of settle because it does change things. It changes what teams need. Mm-hmm. Their pressing needs, obviously, with Kelce coming back, it takes away some of that tight end that they need or they may need early on in the draft. But everything changes so much. So we'll do a fresh one next week once the dust settles with free agency. But we look at what these picks mean to the Chiefs and the Chiefs draft as far as all the things they can do now with having 9 picks. It certainly makes this draft much different for Brett Veach because when you had 6, you got to make them right, man. It's got to be picks that work out. But when you got 9, you have things to play with. And not only that, but the 2027 third rounder that they got is absolutely huge. I'm shocked they got what they did for McDuffie. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, Binkley, give me your one shot winner at the players this weekend.
I'm going to go boring, man. I'm going to go Scheffler.
Okay. Go where the money is.
And enjoy that black and white basketball game.
Yeah. You know what? That was weird, man. That was weird. I know they can change that court to different things, but that really looked like, I told you about it, it looked like you're watching Wizard of Oz when they switched the color.
Yeah.
Because the players were fun, but the court was so black and white, like on TV, just wasn't the best thing to watch. And I know they can change it up and everything, but I don't know how you felt about it, Bob, but it was weird seeing that all gray.
I thought it was just fine. It was neat. I don't know. It was just unique and different for me. I didn't get a migraine like a K-State basketball player did last night, but yeah. Each their own.
Are they letting people drink now that bought the courtside seats? Because they weren't going to in the beginning. There was pop or anything because it couldn't spill on the court because it would mess with the glass panels if they did.
Oh, God.
I know people were furious about that.
All right, Bink, we'll talk to you next week and enjoy the Players' Championship this weekend.
It's going to be fun, guys. See you later.
That is Jay Binkley. Coming up on the other side, we get back into Mark DeRosa. Before we do that, just a reminder that the month of March at Heartland Men's Health, they have a special offer for local first responders and military families. If you're a local first responder or military family, go to heartlandmenshealth.com for more information, more details at your consultation. Available all 3 locations, Overland Park, North Kansas City, and Independence. Heartland Men's Health is honored to serve those who serve all of us. Coming up next, we will get into what is the World Baseball Disaster here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!